Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Holding High Expectations with Grace. And this is one that lives right in the tension of teaching, because teachers are constantly balancing two things that people often think don't go together: high expectations and grace. Some people think that if you lead with grace, expectations drop. Others think if you hold high expectations, grace disappears. But the truth is, the best classrooms don't choose one or the other. They hold both. Today, I want to talk about what it actually looks like to hold high expectations with grace, why it matters, where it gets misunderstood, and how it changes the way students experience school. That's what we're going to be focusing on. But before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First, I am thankful for old roller skating rinks. I got to go with my family last night for a church night to an old community roller skating rink. And it was one of those simple, joyful experiences that stays with you. So much fun. I'm thankful for this place. I went there when I was a kid even, and they've done some updates since. But it's such a neat little place. And second, I'm thankful for all three of my kids and my wife were there, and just my whole family being there. I know I have two older kids who are in high school, and there's things that they could be doing, but they all three of my kids wanted to be at this church night, and my wife was there watching, and just this was fun. Being there and just seeing everybody having fun and seeing my kids engage with their friends. There was laughing, moving, just watching my kids enjoy being kids in the same space. That's something that I don't take for granted. Third thing that I'm thankful for is I'm deeply thankful for my wife for her dedication and skill as a pediatric physical therapist, because she was recognized as Employee of the Year at her job. Just yesterday she got an award at a special. It was an all staff day, and she was recognized with this award for her working with kids and her dedication as a pediatric physical therapist, her leadership, and that recognition truly fits her perfectly. I'm just so grateful for how smart she is, how committed she is, and how incredibly good she is with children, especially children with disabilities, with special needs. She has done so much in that space to empower young people, to help them with their mobility, with empowering them to exist in this world in a way that they can have confidence and have success and not be held back by any sort of disability. And watching my wife show care for the kids she works with patience, expertise, and heart, it's inspiring. She inspires me every day, and I'm just so, after 20 years, I'm so thankful to see her get this really meaningful award and be recognized through her, through her her service unit that she works with, which is kind of, it's like a it's an education service provider for different school districts that contract through them. And she just, she comes with a heart of love, a heart of expertise, and just everything good when it comes to, I mean, someone who you would want to work with, someone with a disability and their families. She does such amazing, and if you know my wife, she is not a hype person for herself. She's not going to hype herself up. She's kind of quiet. She's just not going to advertise how awesome she is yet. So I'm doing it here. I'm talking to the funky teachers out there, telling everyone how amazing my wife is as a pediatric physical therapist. And I grew up with a brother with cerebral palsy. And so I've seen my parents work with pediatric physical therapists over the years. I've seen some good, I've seen some bad. I tell you what, my wife is arguably one of the best in the Midwest and beyond. And I'm just so thankful that for the gifts that she brings to young people and their families. Well, let's get into the main topic, y'all. Holding high expectations with grace. That's what we are going to be talking about. Well, let's talk about grace. Grace is not the absence of expectations. That's the first big idea I want to talk about here in this episode, because let's clear this up right away. Grace, it does not mean lowering the bar. Not at all. Grace does not mean anything goes. Grace, it means how expectations are carried. In classrooms where grace is missing, expectations feel like pressure. In classrooms where grace is present, though, expectations feel like belief. Students can feel the difference immediately. See, let's talk about what high expectations feel like to students. Students know when expectations are real. High expectations feel like my teacher believes I can do this. High expectations to a student feels like I'm not written off when I struggle. And high expectations feel like I'm expected to try again. But when expectations are delivered without grace, they feel like judgment, y'all. They do. They feel like judgment. So it's so important that we pair these together. Students don't rise to expectations when they feel shamed or judged. They rise when they feel supported. They're much more likely. I mean, of course, I'm not speaking in absolutes here, but they are so much more likely to thrive and rise to expectations when they feel that support. So let's go into a classroom moment here. Student doesn't meet the expectation. The work isn't finished. The answer isn't correct. The behavior doesn't line up. Now, you could respond in a way that communicates disappointment, or you could respond with grace. Grace, well, it sounds like something like this. Hey, this isn't where it needs to be yet, but I know you can get there. See, saying something like that, yet, that matters, that word yet. It keeps the expectations high while leaving the door open. And grace, y'all, grace changes how correction lands when we're correcting students. See, correction without grace feels personal. C- correction with grace feels instructional, y'all. And when teachers correct with grace, they separate the behavior from the child, and they focus on growth instead of failure. If you want growth, you have to bring in that grace, y'all. When teachers correct with grace, they give students a path forward. Growth over failure happens when you bring in that grace. Well, of course, grace is not saying to ignore mistakes, but it treats mistakes as part of learning, and that mistakes are okay then. We as educators, we have to, it's so important for us to hold the line while holding the child, y'all. This is the balance. Holding the line means expectations, they stay clear. And then holding the child means the dignity stays intact. You can say, hey, this behavior isn't okay, without saying you are not okay. Students who experience this balance learn something powerful. See, students learn that they can be accountable and supported at the same time. So that's so important for what we do here. Let's go into a second classroom moment when grace is remembered. So another moment, years later, a former student runs into you. That student isn't going to remember the worksheet or the handout. They're not going to remember the test. What they will remember is a moment when they messed up and you didn't give up on them. They're going to remember being held to a standard and being treated with respect while they learned to meet it. Y'all, that is the legacy of grace. That is the beauty of grace. That is the power of grace, y'all. So let's talk about why this matters long term. Students who experience high expectations with grace, what it's going to do, how it's going to impact students, let's talk about that. It's going to help them to build resilience, y'all. I love that word resilience, and I love what it means more, because it's only just a word if we don't put some meaning behind it. When you can build resilience in kids, man, that's going to make a difference in their lives. When students experience high expectations with grace, you're going to develop their and build their resilience while developing their confidence. Along with that, you're also going to develop their ability to take responsibility, and you're going to teach students to trust adults in this journey. Students, they learn that, hey, effort matters, and yet so does humanity. This lesson, it lasts far beyond school, y'all. It goes far beyond school. So as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that high expectations tell students, I believe in you. Grace tells students, I'm with you while you get there. The most powerful classrooms, they don't choose between the two. They hold both consistently, intentionally, and with care, y'all. Holding high expectations with grace isn't easier, but it's worth it, y'all. It is. Hey, y'all, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.